This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. I know all the buttons were by now. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, I love this stuff. I don't know what to do with it ever, but I still love this stuff. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook Live, you're already seeing it. You can comment there as well. But if you don't have Facebook, and yes, there are people who still don't have Facebook, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you have a live chat room there as well. Okay, look, here's the deal. Write this down. If you're driving, don't write this down. Joe at therealside.com. I got a bunch of these. Joe at therealside.com. If you're watching live, I have a bumper sticker that you can put on your car, right? There it is, right there. Take a look. And it says, 4 Americans died and Hillary lied. The truth about the Benghazi terror attack. I'll send it to you. Like the government, it's free. Send me an email. I'll take the 3rd hour? 25th. The 25th email that I get, joe@therealside.com. Really that simple. Okay? You send me an email. I need your address. Got to send it to your address. I'll send you nothing else but the bumper sticker, I promise. And all I want is I want permission to use your email, add it to my mailing list, and that's it. Other than that, you get the bumper sticker for free. Ain't that hard, right? Doesn't take. You don't need a college degree to figure this one out, seriously. So the Latinos for Trump, the founder of that organization. Now, see, I love this stuff because here you have somebody that is it, that lives it, that's involved with it. And I want to see them call him names. You know, we have on Friday night, I have my friend who's he's an openly gay talk show host out of New York. And he's on the same page with us with a lot of stuff. By his own community, in his own words, he's called homophobic. So he's afraid of himself. This is how ludicrous these people are. How ridiculous it can be. So the Latinos for Trump founder said, if we don't act, we're going to have taco trucks on every corner. Look, I love cannolis. I don't want cannoli trucks in every corner. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, you write all the nasties you want to me. I didn't write this. So the founder of Latinos for Trump warned on MSNBC tonight that there's a problem of Latino culture in the U.S. that needs to be stopped before they are taco trucks in every corner. Now, here's the funny thing about this. I grew up in the Italian section of Boston. And, yes, there were people who came in, couldn't seem to get past the cultural way of living like they lived in Italy, in some places of Italy. And I get it. I know what they're talking about. So I have friends of mine that are Hispanic, that their families came here from Mexico. They're legal. The kids are legal now and all that. And they say the problems with them is when they come here, not just that they bring their culture with them, they bring their way of life with them. When they should be striving for something better, they take the ways that kept them in poverty in Mexico. They take them here as well. Not all, but a good chunk of them. And this is what this guy's talking about. Now, Joy Reid asked Marco Gutierrez, If he's concerned about Trump's alienating people with his tone towards immigrants, Gutierrez praised Trump for his immigration speech and said, look, we're having a problem in this country. When Reid asked him to elaborate, he said, my culture is a very dominant culture. It's imposing. It's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks on every corner. Now, Reid responded, I don't even know what that means. And I'm almost afraid to ask. Let's see if I can. Can I put this up there? You know, they get mad when you lose when you use their stuff. But take a listen. Let's see if this will work.
Pet odors in your car.
Oh, will you knock this? Anyway, listen. So here's the deal. I get the fact that he is the Latinos for Trump founder. That doesn't mean you get to discount him because he still has an honest. Here we go.
Last night to warn immigrant populations that they are living here on borrowed time.
We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle.
And that's bad how? Can somebody explain to me how following the law is bad? Anyway.
There will be no amnesty. Message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Can't do it.
After that speech, according to Politico, several major Latino surrogates for Donald Trump are reconsidering their support for him. And CBS reporter Leslie Sanchez tweeted out that a Hispanic leader who advises the Trump camp is telling her that half of Trump's Hispanic advisory board is ready to resign today. And here's why.
You know what? Here's what's funny about this. Is every time he does, you ever notice that Hillary does nothing wrong? None of her staff leaves, right? Nobody's being fired. Nobody's insulted by anything she says. Only Trump staff. Every time these people, I'm sorry, I can't believe that, I can't, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, you can't believe any of them anymore. Yes, the media is the media is obviously against Trump. You don't need a college degree to figure that one out. So as I said earlier, we need to keep fighting back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a minute. Michael Hausman joins me at the bottom of the hour. But I'm not done with this story yet. We'll be back in a couple.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, some of you are going to head out of here tomorrow at the noon hour. I know, you know, the Friday before holidays always made. I love the fact that I work very close to my home. I'll put it that way. So I don't have to get on the freeway and drive 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes to get somewhere. But be safe. Please don't do anything stupid. I love having you guys around. I love the comments that you make. I don't want to find out that when we come back from the long holiday weekend that somebody's gone now because they were stupid over the weekend, okay? Seriously. So be good. And I'm not telling you not to have fun. Have fun. But just don't be stupid, you know? Don't have somebody else's death on your hands, and you know what I mean, including your own, your family's, or somebody close to you. All right? Sorry. You got my lecture? We will move on from there. So we're talking about the Latino, the head of the Latino, Messina, you had this a second ago. The guy that runs the Latinos for Trump founder. You guys can help me out sometimes. I'm not too proud to take help from the listeners. So Latino, yeah. So he says you're going to have taco trucks on every corner if we don't do something. And I get what he says. Because in the Italian community of Boston, we had the same thing. You know, if any of you remember, and it wasn't that much different than the Italian sections or other ethnic sections of big cities like Chicago and New York, and Boston was the same way. You know, you had people selling stuff in the streets. Yeah, I'm not from the 1850s people, but even in the 1970s, we had cart vendors. We had guys that, you know, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, they're yelling in the streets, you know, they've got fresh fish, they've got fresh breads, you know, and stuff like that, that you could run down. And my grandmother would give me, I remember it was silver, I don't remember how much it was, but she would give me money to run down the stairs. I know I'm selling like I'm 90, sweet Jesus. Run down the stairs and get the stuff. So I get it. This is the only way these guys knew how to make money, and they did what they had to do to feed their families. I get all of that. But even the Italians that had been there for a while, helped them raise themselves, helped them, you know, to bring themselves to, they came to America for a better life. A better life did not mean doing the same exact thing you were doing in Italy, because it's not working. And now I see what this guy's saying. I don't know, did I call all the way through that? Hey, we'll try it again. Can't hurt, right?
That should seriously worry Donald Trump. After the 2012 election, when Mitt Romney lost the Hispanic vote by a 71 to 27% margin, the Republican Party put together...
Listen, you cannot, there's no way that you can, in any way, shape, manner, or form, compare Mitt Romney to Donald Trump. And I don't mean that one's better than the other, so to speak. Romney had no spine. It seems the only time this guy grew a spine, the only time this guy was able to say anything assertive in his life, in his political life, excuse me, was when he decided he didn't like what Donald Trump was doing. When he ran against Obama, he almost treated Obama like a god. He wouldn't say anything negative about him. He told people close to him who I knew that he's going to keep it clean. Right, he wasn't gonna stoop to the level that Obama and those people were stooping. What's to stoop to? Look, I joke all the time about the Brits could have won the war. We could still be subjects of the Queen today. But here's what happened: the Brits were fighting us by the proper rules of war. Right? I don't know how true this is, but you know, what is it, the Marcus of Queensberry rules when it comes to fighting, the certain things you can and can't do, and you just live by that, and that's the way you do it, right? They were fighting a proper war with the Americans, or soon to be the Americans. The Americans were fighting a guerrilla war. There were no rules. They were fighting for their lives. They were fighting for the very survival of their newly formed country. There were no rules there. No firing after 6, no firing during the dinner hour. You know, nobody goes to war during tea and crumpet time. Yeah, whatever the rules were. No, we the Americans were fighting a guerrilla war. There was no nice. There was only, we're going to win. That was it. Here.
Their so-called autopsy report, called the Growth and Opportunity Project, which included a look at how the party could avoid a similar fate in 2016. It states, quote, if Hispanic Americans perceive that a GOP nominee or candidate does not want them in the United States, i.e. self-deportation, they will not pay attention to our next sentence. And as of right now, Trump has even less support from Hispanic voters than Mitt Romney did in the 2012.
Yeah, but that's coming from MSNBC, who couldn't find the truth with both hands. Look, you could put it in a bag, put truth in a bag, mark it truth, put it in both of their hands and say, there you go, there's the truth. They wouldn't know what to do with it. That's right, they would throw it out and go looking for what they believe to be truth. I don't believe any of their polls, not a one. All right? Because and I'm not talking to people just in the Republican Party. I've been to events where there's a whole bunch of Democrats who will say to me, Trump scares the Jesus out of them. But they can't stand Hillary. You can't, when you have polls that sway so much, the bottom line with it is, you know that it's all in the way they're asking the questions. It can't be real, and it can't be true the way they're doing it. Here we go.
Of election. Joining me now is Adriano Espaillat, a New York State Senator and a 2016 Democratic nominee for Congress, and Marco Gutierrez, who's the founder of the group Latinos for Trump. Thank you both for being here. And I'm going to start with you first, Marco, because you are one of the Hispanic advisors who has not left the organization. We're hearing that as many as half the members of that group are walking away. You recall that autopsy.
Now, he's looking around like, what are you talking about? I have no clue to what you're talking about, lady.
I'm sure in 2012, when Republicans spent a lot of money to do the research to decide that they could not afford to do as poorly with Hispanic voters as Mitt Romney did. Do you feel that Donald Trump, regardless of whether or not you still are on his team, is hurting the Republican Party's ability to win the election and long term to grow its numbers among Hispanics?
No, I don't think so. I think my friends, we stand with Donald Trump. There's a lot of Hispanics that are in the closet because of the violent criticism of the left, but they support Donald Trump.
But you,
oh my God, did you hear what he said? Because of the violent criticism of the left. I love it that this guy's speaking out on this stuff because it's a true statement. This is not something that we don't know about, but it's about time somebody spoke out about it. Go ahead.
Put your friends aside. The polling shows that Donald Trump is doing even worse with Hispanics. This is before last night's speech. He was only at about 22%. Romney, lost by 5 million votes at 27%. So forgetting your friends aside, it seems that overall Hispanics are rejecting Donald Trump in huge numbers. Can you refute that?
Yes, because the polls are done in two blocks. You have the born citizens here, and then you have me. Like I was born and raised in Mexico. My section it's more against Donald Trump because of the relationship that they have with the unlawful immigrant.
We may hit this later on. I want to finish this up because he's going to drive home a point. That's very important for us. Michael Housen joins me after the break. He's our in-house liberal. Libertarian. He's going to kill me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Can't let you go.
Go away, Daddy-O.
Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back.
Me.
Halcyon's not here yet, which means he's sleeping. You know, at his age, it's tough. Hopefully he's listening and trying to call in, right? And so when he does call in, we'll get him good. We'll have some fun with him. But I go back to the other thing, because I do want to finish that story anyhow. There's a familiar sound, right? So let me just bring him right in, since he likes to call in the middle of when the segment starts. Hi, Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Hi, Joe Messina. How are you? Hi.
Good. All right, I didn't want to wake you. I was afraid.
Dude, I do my napping middle of the day.
Oh, well,
so
it's your age. I understand. Some great people did that. Reagan did that too, you know.
Dude, I probably take naps, I bet you, 4 days a week.
Oh, wow. You sure you
have... Yeah, all the time.
You sure you have kids? I never get naps with my kids. It's almost impossible. Anyway.
Yeah. Benadryl, baby.
Shh. We're live, you know.
Shoot, I thought we were on pre-show.
There you go. No, we're in, so watch the language. Anyhow, Michael Halcyon joins me, as he does every week. He's our libertarian friend who tries to set me straight, but I'm old and stubborn. It's really tough for me. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, I thanks for being here, man. And I don't know if I try to set you straight. At this point, what I do is I lay out breadcrumbs, assuming you're not even interested in taking a bite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, if it's not pasta, it's not going my way. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. So listen, your pal went down to Mexico yesterday.
Right.
He met with El Presidente.
Right.
Political stunt, or do you think he was trying to show people he can talk to other heads of state? Give me your input on this.
Well, you know what? I thought it was pretty awesome, because the transcript that I saw, he leaned forward. You know, when he's here in the States, he can't say three sentences without talking about getting cheers and, you know, accolades for
right.
Mexico is going to be paying for the wall. And I saw the transcript where he walked up to the guy and said, look, how exactly do you want to do this? Do you want to do it a la Barack and deliver a pallet of cash in the middle of the night? We're going to do a wired transfer. And from what I saw, they were back and forth. And initially, the president of Mexico said, screw you, I'm not going to do it. But by dint of force of will and his extraordinary negotiating abilities, he was able to get all the concessions, as promised, on the side of the Mexicans. And he walked out. and said, you know, we have a wall in our time. So I thought it was impressive. It was strong. And then, of course, the president of Mexico, kind of embarrassing, and it was awesome. I mean, the president of Mexico later commented, said, yeah, you know what? I tried to put up some resistance, but the reality is that the man made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And so, yeah, we're building the wall, and this is going to be good for America. It's going to be good. It was just all the way around. It was an impressive display, I thought.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When I saw him walk out, one of the things that came to mind for some reason, I couldn't figure out why. But as he was walking out to the podium, you know, I saw the Mexican president walk out behind him, and I said, he's done. He lost.
Wait, which one? Trump or the Mexican president?
The Mexican president. Anyhow, you...
He lost? How did he lose? Are you kidding me?
Well, look at what is the other? The pre-Mexican president, Vicente Fox, right? The guy who thinks he's a tough guy? Anyway, you know, he was talking tough about nobody wants him down there. Nobody wants Trump. No Mexicans are for Trump, you know. It just doesn't work that way. And when the other fellow came out, what's his name? I can't think of his name. The current Mexican president. When he came out, yeah, El Presidente, that's what we're going to use for him. When he came out, he didn't look like he was in a strong position at all. Did you think so? I mean, I'm not making fun of the guy, but he doesn't look like a very strong person, does he?
I have no opinion about that whatsoever.
Well,
what I do know is that there's conflicting reports on what was and was not discussed.
Right.
And the one guy that I don't believe a word that he says is Donald Trump. obviously, very, very different. There were two Donald Trumps, man. Everybody's writing this, and it's absolutely correct. There were two Donald Trumps. There was the Donald Trump doing not what he said that he would do with the Mexican president, and then Donald Trump getting back saying Mexico's going to pay for it. They just don't know for it. I mean, at this point,
yeah.
At this point, I believe that Obamacare rates will be going down. Before I believe what Trump has to say about it. I mean, honestly, Joe, do you actually believe... A couple things about the wall itself. Did you see Mark Cuban's tweet that said, hey, I'd like to see drawings and renderings of the wall. I'll pay for them.
You know what? I'm sorry. Okay. When you bring up those guys, it just kind of defeats the whole conversation. Cuban's a billionaire. He could give a crap less where taxes go, what goes down.
No. It doesn't really matter.
If Obama stops walking too fast, the only thing you're going to see is Cuban's neck because his head's going to be in a very dark place.
I see what you did there. I'm not going to allow you to do it. Cuban said, okay, Mr. Builder, let's see the renderings of the wall.
Right.
Do you believe for a second that the wall that Donald Trump says is going to be built is going to be
built? Do I think it's going to be a big, beautiful, magnificent wall? No, I don't believe it's going to be a big, beautiful, magnificent wall with pretty doors in the whole nine yards.
Read enough about where the borders are. You've seen the videos about the wall that exists now and the parts of the United States that are on the other side of the wall and what's happened to the residents of the land there.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to be done there, number one. It's a lie.
Michael, I don't agree with you. The Border Patrol, you go Google it yourself, and I've done stories around it, where they have said, where the wall is done and done properly, it gives them a leg up. People do not cross at that point. There are places because, for some odd reason, our wonderful Republican representatives have decided, even though the money was allocated, not to give the money to the people building the wall. So we have this wall that keeps them out for miles and miles and miles, and then what happens? It just stops. Real simple. You just go around the wall. You don't even have to climb over the wall.
Okay. Joe, you've seen that video about where the Rio Grande moves,
yeah,
and the golf course in Texas that's outside the wall yet inside the dividing line of the United States?
Yeah.
Joe, it's pandering. It's never going to happen, number one.
Nobody's going to put a wall up. Nobody. We shouldn't do it.
I'm saying that there are portions of the wall that probably certainly can be made. I'm saying that the assertion that Donald Trump has been making is he doesn't believe it, and he knows it's not true, number one. Number two, you and I both know this: the significant issue with the country has absolutely nothing to do with people coming across the border from the south. It's people overstaying their visas and current law not being followed. Number three, the issue of any wall that is going to be built, any portions of the wall that's going to be built, and I'm all for having barriers. Good fences make good neighbors. I totally get all of that. Mexico is going to pay for zero of it.
Did you say that the that the majority of people that are here in this country from Mexico have overstated their visas. They're not people who have come over the borders?
No, that's not what I said. I said the issue we have with our immigration. No, what I said was the issue we have with immigration, a significant portion of the issue, is not from people coming from the South. In fact, the numbers of people coming from the South have dropped. And a couple of the recent years, there's been a negative flow of people into the country. The bigger issue is people that have overstayed their visas. Then the wall does absolutely nothing about it.
So wait a minute. Thousands of people that we had coming over on a daily basis last year, that was less than a year before and the year before that. And the 92% of the people that have come over in the tens of thousands, now you're going to make me go look it up, but the tens of thousands of people that come over that have been given, summonses to appear for their immigration hearing that haven't showed up and we can't find, you're saying people have overstayed their visas? That number is tens of thousands more than that?
I'm saying that is a more significant issue. I'm not saying that I don't think we should shut our borders down. I'm not saying that we shouldn't protect our borders. Absolutely. I am not an open borders guy. I'm not an open immigration guy, even a little bit. The only people that should be allowed in are those that we determine will be a net benefit to our country. I have absolutely no issue with that at all. I'm just saying that the way Trump has talked about this, the building the wall, the type of wall it's going to be, where the wall is going to be, who's going to pay for it, all of that is pandering nonsense. He doesn't believe it, and it's never, ever going to happen.
So just for clarity, so you're saying he doesn't believe he's going to build a wall?
No, I don't. If he is the builder that he purports himself to be, he's read the stuff about the places where it's going to be
right.
not impossible, but almost impossible to build it.
Right.
The areas like I'm mentioning on the border of Texas right now, that there are vast swaths of the U.S. that are currently outside the wall, and those kinds of things become a bigger issue in other parts. It's pandering nonsense. Yeah, it really is.
Nobody else does it. Hold on, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute. Got to go to commercial.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
To the show. We are back. For you earth, wind, and fire freaks. Yeah, I do at least one a night. You know, you complain when I don't, you complain when I do, but deal with yourselves. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me just get right to my guest. I always, as much as we give each other a hard time, I always like when he's on the show with me. I appreciate people. They come at things from a different standpoint without being belligerent or nasty, especially when I have the disconnect button in my hand. Michael Housen, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, you're welcome, man. Thanks for having me here.
Tell people how they can, you know, you make it too easy, which really makes me crazy because I got like 9 ways to get the show. But tell people how they can get your show and read more about what you write.
The easiest thing is houserules.us, H-A-U-S. RULES.US or on Twitter at MP House. Like, I just had a town hall column come up yesterday, so I've been retweeting that. On Monday, I had a column on IG Review come up, and I've been retweeting that. So probably Twitter, actually. And I do it all on Facebook, too. Facebook is House Rules with Michael Housen. Everything is all related to creatively my last name and nickname, which is House. So whether it's my radio show, Town Hall, Independent Journal Review, or my new feature, which is House Pole Dancing. So that's a big thing I'm really working on.
I may not watch that, but I'll be more than happy to, I don't know, put it out there for people who are looking to lose some weight, if you know what I'm saying. So
it's a regurgitant, is what it is.
Yeah, it'll make it very hard to eat after you watch that. So
impossible.
I don't know how much of this you know, and I love throwing things at you out of nowhere, but the I was going round and round with a guy just before we got on the air tonight, and he was telling me that there's a Gallup poll that says that 50-some-odd percent of Americans say that they are better off under Obama, that they're doing better now than they were before. And I'm thinking to myself, this has to be an alternate universe where he's done the poll. But then I know that as I've been looking in the polls, as I'm sure you have lately, because they're all over the place, it's the question, it's how they ask the question, it's who they're calling, you know, that kind of thing, right? I mean, have you heard from anybody? You're a businessman. You know businessmen. You hang around with people. Have you really heard from anybody that they're doing so much, unless you're in the medical business, that they're doing so much better in the last 8 years than they did before? Anybody really?
No. I would suppose, though, that if people that are doing better under Obama like that, if you were to eliminate all of those that are benefiting from transfer payments, that would be interesting way to look at it.
Look, if you look at the numbers and you see that I think it was 56 or 50% of Americans are getting some kind of government check, and I said, look, I want to qualify this. I do not want to discount those people who honestly earned that check. They've paid into a system. They get that money because they follow the rules and they pay the system. Our vets are getting some money. I'm not talking about those people. But when you think of that you've got that many people on some kind of government dole, you can't help but say, yeah, I got money coming in. Everything's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, that is a very big deal about that. And do you don't think that that's accidental, right?
No. I think they took a page out of the LBJ book of the 60s, and this is the way they're pulling people in.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Is the more people, and that is actually one of the insidious things, is for people to be convinced that government assistance, one way or another, is essential, and then they get tied to that thing, and then they don't believe they can exist without it. So, I mean, that is the idea of a leftist statist, is that in one way or in another, that the safety net that is extended by the state accommodates the most amount of the population that it possibly can in order to build whether an actual dependency or a psychological dependency is part of the plan.
Well, if you think about the fact that it used to be, I don't know what unemployment used to be. You have 40 weeks, whatever, somewhere around there. You know, it's been extended to what, 99 weeks? I mean, how much better than that can it get? You can hang out at the house for 99 weeks before you actually have to go get a job or what have you. So, you know, for those who are coming up on the end of their employment benefits or unemployment benefits, what have you, when Obama stepped in and started extending them out, of course you're going to say you're better off now than you were then, right?
Right. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and these two were talking about this whole EpiPen thing.
Oh yeah.
About the increase of the price, and they were talking about the problems with the marketplace and fundamental unfairnesses that result and the inability of people who need to get what they want, whatever. And one of the guys proposed, he goes, you know what, I really think that in circumstances like this, I really think in circumstances like this that an impartial government making decisions and influencing results is the only way for fairness to actually result. And I stopped it and I rewound it and I listened to that section again to make sure that I heard it right. And then I actually tweeted the guy about it because I'm like, you know, on what planet has there ever been an impartial government. Now, I suppose there are impartial government artifacts. For example, when I go to the post office and I drop my mail into the box out front, the box out front itself is impartial. Whether I'm driving my girlfriend's Civic Coupe, my old Audi, my friend's borrowed Ferrari, or I'm on my bicycle, the mailbox doesn't have any idea. It's impartial as an artifact. But the people inside that are the employees of the government is populated by people that are motivated by their own incentives and selfishness and greed, and like every other person on the planet. I was thinking about it. How is it that a phrase, impartial government being an arbiter, can even be uttered by a human being? I mean, literally in the history of the world, does the phrase impartial government have any meaning? I mean, does it? Does it ever? And so I think about this idea of the dependency and the imagining that there's this impartial, caring government that's tweaking and pulling and pushing on the levers to help those in need as a result of the beneficence of those that have more than they need. And I just think it's a fantasy. It's a unicorn-seeking, naive vision of a world that has never existed, nor will it ever exist. And there are people out there that are like, oh, you know what? That is the solution. That really is the solution.
It just seems like the only people anymore, you know, in this country, you're either totally 100% to one side or 100% to the other side. Either you're of the mindset that the government needs to help everybody, needs to get involved in almost everything, or you're of the other mind. It just seems that when we look at what's being talked about, what's being dealt with, what's on the news, there's no blended middle of the road. What station, what channel? Tell me where to go where I can listen to somebody who's kind of blending ideas from both sides to come up with a solution. I can't find anybody.
Well, the problem is that these divides that are being drawn they're almost all set in either or circumstances. I mean, should the government be involved in meeting out and monitoring and limiting and influencing healthcare, or should they not? I mean, there is no dividing line with that. Because if you say, well, if there is a moderate point, the moderate point is the answer is yes, the government should, but just in a different way than it is. And to a certain extent, the pressuring to one side or the other, to me, is kind of refreshing, because it's when you ask that question, should the government be involved in limiting my health care insurance or health care choices, if you try to forge a middle ground, you're actually saying, yes, the government should. And I actually like that polarization, because it clarifies the position.
Yeah,
I actually do.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've been trying to push people when they come on, or when I'm working with them on a story or what have you. I want you to exactly tell me in plain, simple, sixth grade English what your position is on this. See, I believe that these insurance companies that are failing or pulling away from the exchange, I think that was all set up in the very beginning. We don't have a whole bunch of time to go deeply into that, but I think the whole idea was they knew they couldn't sell a single-payer option. However, if it gets to the point where nobody's in the exchange, guess what? You know, that's exactly how it's going to end up being, and I think they planned that whole thing out. Look, we're up against the time. Tell people how they can listen to your show, read your writings one more time.
HouseRules.us, at MP House on Twitter, House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook, and all of it, the house creatively is HAUS. MPHAUS, HAUSRULES.US. That's it. And it's genius.
Do you know how long it took me to spell? I mean, I'm just getting through basic spelling. Hey, we'll catch you later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Head up to the website. Michael House, always a pleasure to have you on with me. Remember, we're back tomorrow. Don't let a day go by without listening. Have a great rest of the day.
That was all.